There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Let's pray for Wendy. Father, guide us as we hear your word today. Speak through Wendy's words to our hearts, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Thank you. So you have unwrapped some presents. Do you know what? I haven't had a chance to yet, but my children got a Christmas stocking and all sorts of things inside there. But do you know, I love beautifully wrapped presents. I don't know if you've noticed that there are a few presents here today. Maybe we've got the opportunity to unwrap some now, do you think? So I'd like a little bit of help, please. A few people to help me unwrap some presents. Baby Jesus, you're going to have to move for the moment. You can still be part of it, though, because you're in our midst. Thank you. Wow. Okay, so would you like to take a seat on the carpet so that everybody else can see? Oh, goodness, we've got the whole family, which is fantastic. Red or silver, what do you think? Which one should we go for first?
Silver.
Silver? Let's go for this one then. Okay, so I don't think... We might see if you can pull that and see if you can undo it. Maybe we need the scissors. What do you think?
I think we'll need the scissors.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can I give that to one of you? In fact, just hold on a second. Oh, wow.
Okay.
We didn't for that. But you can help me open it. So what's your name?
Josiah.
And what did you get this morning, Josiah?
Loads of things.
Loads of things. What was your best so far?
A soup circuits kit.
Oh, a circuits kit. Oh, fantastic. These are my presents, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to share them with everybody because they want to know what's in there. So, oh, it looks exciting. It's wrapped in tissue paper. That's good. Do you want to open it for me then?
A book.
Oh. I like books. Look, there's no pictures in this one. It's just words the whole way through. It's a long one. Dan Brown, Angels and Demons. I do like it. I did read it once. Even the charity shops won't take them anymore. They're just piles of them in the charity shops. Nobody wants them anymore. Thank you for the book, but I'm not sure that's really done... You know, that's not my most exciting present. Okay, so what's your name?
Edmund,
right. Edmund, you're the red one. Let's have a go. Would you like to open that for us? I don't know whether we can pull that one open. Oh, wow! That's amazing. Edmund's got the touch. Oh, I hope this is a more exciting present. I hope it's something that I really, really want. We do lists. In our family, of things that we quite like, that we don't, we do get something that we want. Edmund, have a look inside and see what you can find. Again, it's got tissue paper. Oh, wow, what?
Oh.
Socks, they're not even my size. So, in fact, if anybody's short of socks, because my sock drawer is full to overflowing, I know some of them have got a few holes in them, but I still like them. If anybody's short of size 6 to 7.5 and they want a pair of socks, come and see me afterwards. I love to share things, so maybe this is a good... What about you, Lydia? Are you 6.5? Size 6 shoe? I think they might be a bit big, don't you? Okay, well, I like socks. They can be fun, but I don't need any at the moment. Lydia, I wonder if you could help me with this bow. Could you just pull that open for me? We won't cut that one either. It does look exciting. Let's hope there's a nice thing in it. Oh, I hope so. There's two presents. So you can unwrap one as well. What's your name?
Alice.
What's the first one? Oh, my. It's got a silver lid. Surely that's precious. What do you think? Do you think so? I think so. Goodness me. Isn't that lovely? It's a pearl one and it's got silver as well. I'm pretty sure it's silver anyway. I do like that. My husband actually gave that to me, so that's a very precious thing. But what about the next one? Come on, Alice, let's have a look. Let's hope it's something that we can all enjoy, because I know children don't particularly like necklaces, really, on the whole. What do you think? Treasure! Real money treasure! Look at that! Chocolate coins, right. Well, guess what? You've got to take those with you. Those are for you and the family. You can either have them now or later, all right? Those are yours. Thank you very much for helping me open my presents. No games, which is a bit of a pity. And yeah, all of us, different presents mean different things. Christmas is a time of giving, isn't it? It's a time where we love to be generous. We love to think about the people we're giving things to. And actually giving, even more than receiving, is good for our well-being. It enhances our well-being to be generous, to give things away. It's the spirit of Christmas, isn't it, which Scrooge discovered and which Dickens wrote about so many years ago, that you can be pretty miserable if you don't do any of the giving stuff. But goodness, the giving stuff makes a difference to your life. But actually, if we stop at just giving presents, gifts and presents, we miss what Christmas is really all about, don't we? Because the true spirit of Christmas is not something which is only in our presence, but also in presence. Do you get it? Maybe not. Emmanuel, God with us, the presence of God with us is the most important thing. It's not like socks or books or even necklaces that you can unwrap, that you can have. It's not like anything, no matter how valuable, which we can unwrap. Instead, his presence is a gift of relationship. And to experience it, no, to appreciate it, we've got to experience it. You can't experience... Well, you can experience socks and chocolates, but not in the same way as you can experience relationship with somebody. So I'm going to think about a little bit and explain by way of a story. I'm sure this will be familiar to you, but maybe not in your own homes. Okay, so picture a family on Christmas Day. The turkey's roasting, maybe stuffed with a duck, and maybe a chicken after that, or the other way around. And oh, smoked salmon for starters, yes please. A nut roast in the oven for the vegetarians. All the trimmings, whatever kind of sauces you like as well. The whole family, including all the in-laws. Some maybe slightly irritating people who run up and down stairs with excitement, but maybe not in your family. You've lined up all the ducks. You've been preparing since early November. Everyone arrives, you welcome them all, offer drinks, all the right drinks, of course, exchange gifts, say profuse thank yous. for gifts which half the time, like me, the socks and the book, you neither want nor need. But the whole way through their visit, you're popping into the kitchen to baste the bird or whatever the equivalent is. Your father or maybe girlfriend or maybe son or daughter, who you desperately want to please, but who you never know what to buy for, and who is never satisfied no matter what you get him or her, well, they're not satisfied. They're grunting. They're drinking too much or worse. Finally, the time for the meal, which goes relatively well, except those expensive crackers that you bought, Waitrose or wherever, which are a bit of a disappointment. The jokes aren't much good either. And the Christmas pudding, which everyone is far too full to eat, and which no one likes, you know what it's like. They leave, you collapse exhausted, you think to yourself, all that, devoured in such a short time, prepared for over so many months, and you didn't even have time to talk to the person that you really wanted to talk to, your sister or your step-niece, who you know is going through a hard time, maybe suffering from anxiety, or was it depression? You see, sometimes the whole of Christmas is about doing things for people and even giving things to people that we love. But it's not the same as being with people that we love. And actually, that's a point that Samuel Wells, the vicar of St. Martin's in the Field, he makes it in his book, which I've really enjoyed reading this year, unlike the Dan Brown one, A Nazareth Manifesto. He makes the point that when Jesus came to us that first Christmas morning, essentially he came to be God with us. God could have solved the problem of the world and all its sin with a click of his fingers. He could have created a world that was perfect, maybe. But no, he wants to do things with us. He wants to be present and not just give presents. Maybe take another scenario. Maybe this service is the highlight of your day because it's the only time you'll see anybody. Maybe you're returning to dinner for one. Your choice, mind you, because you don't want to be a burden on anyone. Neither does your next door neighbor who's also spending Christmas alone. We had a good friend over for dinner last night. She's 75, she's single, she's great company, and we call her, or my daughter calls her, her surrogate grandmother. Because our grandmother lives in South Africa, and she's too far away to really enjoy birthdays and Christmases with us. So we had our surrogate grandmother around. She said to us, we asked her, where are you spending Christmas Day? She said, well, I normally spend it with my brother, but he's being a bar humbug this year. He doesn't want anybody with him. He doesn't even want his sons with him. And actually, it's just going to be him on his own. So I'm going to go to some friends. They've invited me for Christmas. She was okay about that, but she wasn't okay that he was all on his own. What's the point of these stories? Am I telling them just to depress us? Because they're not very happy, are they? It's certainly not to undermine the most important preparations that we've made, because all these things are about the celebration. Goodness, where would we be without a tree, without presents, without a feast? That's how we celebrate. Why am I telling you this? The point is to give us a chance to reflect on the very reason why we celebrate Christmas in the first place. And Christmas is something of a mystery. It is something that's magical and precious beyond measure. It cannot be bought because it's priceless. Yes, it is rooted in a stable in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. It's rooted in a place and in a time. But the gift of Jesus Christ is timeless. So Christmas is a celebration of the ultimate gift from God, the Father, to us, his people, because he loves us, past, present, and future. The gift of his Son, God in the flesh. God, not far away, transcendent, but God like us, with us. In the coming of Christmas, He brings not just the gift of peace, he brings that, or joy. Certainly he gives us joy, or even salvation and eternal life. These things are ours if we receive them. But the ultimate gift is a gift of a relationship. It's the gift of God with us. So no matter our situation, whether we are lonely or inundated with relatives and friends, whether we are rich or poor, child or adult, messed up in our lives and our heads, or practically perfect in every way, like Mary Poppins was, God longs to be a part of our lives. God with us. When we were praying, somebody prayed before the service about somebody who might be carrying a secret grief. Now, I know there'll be people who have lost loved ones, and Christmas is always a hard time, but there are also people who carry a grief with them that they've never told anybody and that they don't want to tell anybody, but it's sad. Maybe that's you. God with us is a God who brings wholeness and healing, abundance and growth, wonder and mystery. How do we receive this gift? We ask. We invite God in and we pray. So let's pray now. Dear God, thank you for the rich abundance of people and experiences and presents which make up Christmas. Thank you that ultimately the priceless gift, as on that first Christmas, is the gift of your presence, God with us. And so we invite you to come now. We invite you to inhabit our lives and our moments and our relationships. We invite you to be God with us, the hope of glory. Amen.